This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You are too, I think. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you need to be part of the conversation. You need to get instructed. You need to learn other people's opinions, facts. So earlier today, I wasn't going to get into this, but I think I will. I had a brother of mine, a Christian brother of mine, that we were talking to about the Constitution and being true to the Constitution and yet following God's law. And part of what I kept coming back to, and it's a passionate discussion for those of us, you know, those of us that are Christians, those of us who believe in the Constitution. It's always a passionate conversation. And my argument, and I didn't make it with him today, I'm going to converse with him again. Those of you who just kind of, it's like you're standing out in front of a bank, and the bank's being robbed. And you're standing on the sidewalk and you're yelling, "You can't do that! It's against the law! You can't rob the bank! It's against the law!" What good does that do? You think the guy in there with the gun doesn't know that? But we were talking about several issues today. And one of the issues that came up, good, bad, or different. Right? Good, bad, or different. When he said that we're talking about abortion, and I made the mistake of saying it's the law, you have to deal with it. He said, "No, it's not the law. The Supreme Court came up with it." And I said, "Great. So what does that mean? Think about it. What does that mean?" I'm going to go back to the argument I used to have about President Obama. They used to say he's committing treason. He's doing this. He's doing that. The Attorney General, he's doing this, he's doing that. I said, really, who's going to put handcuffs on them? Whether it's against the law or not, I'm not saying to give up. That's not my point. Everybody's got that righteous thing where this is how it is, this is what it is, this is what the law it is, and then what do you do about it? How do you get somebody to engage? And then he was talking about outside of an abortion clinic when the doctor's performing an abortion or the young lady's going to get to perform an abortion, he said, well, that's against the law. So the sheriff or the policeman needs to arrest him. I said, good. How does that happen? And God bless him and God love him. He kept coming back to try to explain to me how the Constitution worked. And I finally got so mad at him. I said, if you do that one more time, I'm going to hang up on you. It's that simple. I already know that. And if you say it 27 more times, it doesn't make it any more true or any more false. It just means you said it 27 times. That's all it means. And it's no different than one guy yelling over another guy thinking he's getting his point across. You got me the first time, because I actually have two IQ points to rub together. But in the reality of the situation, in the scenario, if I stick to there's only one way to do something, how many times do you think you're going to stick your finger in that cop's face and say, I don't care what the Supreme Court says. There's no law that allows that to happen. That's murder. You better go in there and arrest them. Now, some would say, well, you know, look at the apostles. They were confronted all the time. They were persecuted all the time, so just be persecuted. Right, because that'll get so much done in today's world, right? So you go ahead and stick your finger in that cop's face, and you make a big deal out of it, and then he arrests you and he puts you in jail, right, for making a scene out in front of the Planned Parenthood or whatever it is. And you think that's okay. So there's a lot of you out there going, yeah, that's right. That's how you fight. No, actually, that's a ridiculous way to fight. Because you're going to go in jail, and that doctor's going to keep doing abortions, and there's going to be women that are going to keep walking in there and have abortions done. And you've done nothing but put yourself in jail, put your family at risk, okay, and lost money. It's got to pay bail, and you're going to have to pay something to get out. So instead of doing that, because you're right, and you know you're right, why don't you get your butt out to find yourself a candidate you can get behind, or you become the candidate, and you get yourself out there, and you truly put yourself out in the way of persecution. Forgive me, I'm not getting on my Facebook people, but Facebook warriors, what do you really accomplish? Get away from Facebook, go help a righteous person run for office, go run yourself for office, and change some of these laws. Work at changing some of these laws instead of telling everybody how wrong they are. Instead of telling that cop that he has to arrest somebody because there's no law in the book that allows abortion, the Supreme Court said it was right, end of discussion. I agree with him in principle. I agree with him to the letter of the law. The Supreme Court, no court can make a law. What the court's supposed to do is say, this A is unconstitutional, Congress or state or whatever like they do now is go back and fix it. Rewrite it, do what you got to do, bring it in line with the Constitution. And then I find it hard to swallow that some people will say, some of my Christian friends will say, you know, it's got to line up with God's law. And if it, you know, if it doesn't, if the Constitution lines up with God's law, it's okay. If the Constitution doesn't, then you take the side of God's law. I get it. I understand it. I even believe that. The problem is, how do you enforce it? And I'm going to go back to what I keep saying. You get off your butt, you get away from Facebook, you stop with the social media garbage, and you get somebody elected that's going to put a guy like Gorsuch in office so that we can change. That's how you do it. Stop writing me emails and telling me how unconstitutional it is unless you put some blood and sweat into helping somebody run. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex- employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back to the real side of UCM Live. Pleasure to have you with me.
I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. And, again, I'm not trying to insult my Christian friends. I've already gotten one or two emails on this. And I'm not trying to say you're all bad, but here's the deal. I mean, it's really funny how you've got those Christians. Some of those Christians that sit around and tell me how God is in control, God is sovereign, you know, everything that happens. So it's like, don't even bother praying, don't bother doing anything, because, you know, God's got it all under control. Which is so, it's 180 degrees from what the Bible says. Right? And then you got those Christians that are so
on it. I mean, so letter of the law that the love's not there. And I know some people think that that's kind of squishy, but, you know, it's not. It's, again, I don't give you chapter and verse. I'm not one of those guys that thinks I have to throw up a chapter and verse in your face. But, you know, the Bible even, there's even scripture that talks about when you're of the letter with no love, it doesn't mean anything. It's all about love and compassion. Not letting you get away with something. Not letting you slide because I love you. But you do these things in a loving way. And so, again, if you're fed up with, I don't know, all the things that we hate, all those things that we hate in the law, you know, like here in California, they're letting criminals out. Criminals that have committed murder, criminals that have committed attempted murder on a half a dozen times, they're letting them out because they pleaded down to aggravated assault, and our jails are full, and they're letting them out. They're turning the whole state into a sanctuary state. You can blame the legislators all you want to. When you talk about Islam or what have you being taught in schools only, and not Christianity and not Judaism and not any of the others, this is your fault. Come on, I mean, who else is it? How hard do you try to get normal legislators up there in Sacramento for my California people? You translate it any way you want to where you're at. How hard do you work to get somebody in their seat in the legislature? How hard are you working to make sure that the right people are making laws so that your kids and your grandkids and even yourself are safe and can live in a sane environment? Look, you give me the right tools, I'll make my environment safe. I don't need you to make a safe room for me. You just have to give me the rights and the tools to do it myself. I don't want you to do it. I'm one of those guys. I'm a Christian. I don't want prayer. I don't want forced prayer at school. I want kids to be able to pray at school, and they can. But I don't want a forced prayer at a school. I don't want Governor Moonbeam out of California writing a prayer that the teachers are going to say every morning. Not into it. No thank you. And you, for my Christian friends out there, they're now going, oh my God, I can't believe you said it. No, why don't you teach your kids to pray at home first? Why do you wait till they get to school? Why not make it at the beginning of the day? Let's get dressed, get cereal, have their arguments, walk to school, some of them driving to school, right? Let's let them do all that first, and then God is an afterthought, right, but when they get to school. Yeah, that sounds really good. I taught my kids to pray when they got up. I taught my kids to pray before they left the house. So by the time they get to school, nothing's wrong with more prayer. Didn't need to, though. And again, I don't want a public school telling my kids, laying out the prayer for my kids. But again, that's just my personal opinion. You guys do whatever you want with it. Making killing illegal has helped, hasn't it? We have no more killings in this country. Making robbery? What's a robbery? Making robbery illegal has helped so much, right? We have no more robberies. I mean, this is... I'm not saying you don't hold people's feet to the fire. I'm not saying that you don't make laws and enforce laws. What I'm saying is, thinking that the law is going to stop something, you're not very bright. It's not the law that stops stuff. It's an issue of the heart. Till we start working with people, our kids, not all, but a lot of our kids value absolutely nothing. They don't value life. They don't value their own life. That's why they're doing the drugs and having sex and doing everything that they're doing, because they don't really understand what value they have to their parents, to their God. I see it all the time. I'm part of a school board. I see what these kids do to themselves. And it's not a cry for help all the time. It's a total lack of understanding of who they are and what their worth is, what their self-worth is. And maybe if the parents are doing it, maybe the aunts and uncles have to do it. Maybe the grandparents and grandfathers have to do it. You know, I was on a talk show the other day, and the person laid out something that I thought about in the past, but I haven't really driven the point home. you know, we, us, my generation, some of these kids that were raised, they didn't like what was done to them. They didn't like the kind of punishment they got. They didn't like what they were forced to do. I know parents who have 5- and 6-year-old kids that say, well, I'll let them make up their mind when they get older as to what religion they want to follow. No, that's not how you do it. No more than you let a 5- or 6-year-old decide what they like and don't like for food, what they're going to eat or not going to eat. No, you're the parent. You're the adult in the room. And just because you didn't like it as a child doesn't mean it was wrong. I love these young people who I didn't like it when it was done to me, and look where I'm at today. Some of those young people I'd like to look at and go, yeah, I am looking at where you're at today. You've had 21 jobs. You can't hold one down. You've had 4 boyfriends. You got a car that's fallen up. I'm sorry. Where is this? What's good about this? No, you don't have to be perfect. Yes, we're going to make mistakes, so don't play that game with me. But we have failed our children. We have failed society because we don't raise the right people. We don't help the right people get into office. And listen, if they get into office like we love to do on the right, once they get in the office, because we're so sure a Democrat is so bad in every case and every situation, we'll let a Republican who's having sex scandals stay in the office. This governor from, I think it was, what was it, Arkansas or Alabama that just resigned? With the sex, they knew it. They knew it. They didn't do anything about it. Because we didn't want a chance of a Democrat getting in there. How sick is that? We've done this to ourselves, people. You know, you go look at the story, go look up the story about television. Who had control of the early TVs? Who could have had control of the early stations? And you know what? The backwards, behind pastor said, no, the TV's a tool of the devil. Nothing's a tool. Nothing is a negative tool unless you let it become a negative tool. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Listening to Real Side on GCN Live. You guys send me all over the place. I got a kick out of you in the Facebook feed. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. If not, I don't know what to tell you. I did this once before, and somebody would have to show me the difference. And again, One of the feeds has somebody talking about, we should be able to arrest judges, we should be able to do, when somebody's breaking the law or ruling against the Constitution, and make a citizen's arrest. Well, the citizen's arrest, everything I've looked up, those aren't citizen arrestable offenses. You do what you got to do for your own research. I'm not going to go back and forth with somebody right now, but basically, this is kind of what I've talked about all along, is we've decided what we believe is right, wrong, and what we can do. So let's say you decided Mr. Obama was guilty of treason. Once you try to put, if you could get close enough, once you put the handcuffs on him, where are you going to take him? Right? You think the AG is going to take him? You think the Secret Service agents are going to let you get close enough to him? I mean, you really got to think this stuff through sometimes. I know plenty of people who've made moves who think they're going to do something, and all of a sudden they realize they stopped about 45% through and didn't really think it all the way through what they were going to do when they made it happen. You're going to arrest a judge for legislating from the bench? How many of them are you going to arrest? 400, 500, 600? You're going to go across the country, pick them up one by one? This is what courts are for. This is what lawsuits are for. This is what courts are for. This is why I'm going to come back at you. I'm not beating on you because it's you or whoever. But this is why, if you put the right people in place, if we get off our butts and make sure the right people get voted in, you got a guy like Trump in there. He's trying to get a bunch of judges, put on the federal courts across the country. There are empty seats. And he's got to get get the right people in there, and they can get the right judges in there so you don't have these problems. I mean, really, you got to think this stuff through. Otherwise, again, we look like a bunch of lunatics and we don't get any help. I know I could do hours on this. I've been so involved and caught up in this garbage and grabbed by people along these lines. You can make a citizen's arrest when somebody's in the act of committing a crime. On your property, especially. In relation to your property, especially, But, you know, really, I want you to chase somebody down the road who's speeding. Maybe even hit another car or something. Chase them down the road, drag them out of the car, throw them on the ground, and hold them until the police get there and see what happens. Anyway, let's move on before I get too mired down by this. All right, a Florida teacher is fired over racist, sexist, white privilege survey for sixth graders. Now, in Spring Hill, Florida, the Fox Chapel Middle School fired a probationary teacher after she distributed a white privilege survey to her preteen students. The survey, "How Comfortable Am I?" posed a question regarding dozens of hypothetical situations and tasked students with ranking their comfort level on a scale of 1 to 4, with 1 not comfortable at all and 4 completely comfortable. Some of the situations included, a friend invites you to a gay bar, or, starts with, a homeless man approaches you for change, or, your new roommate is a Palestinian and Muslim, or, a group of young black men are walking towards you on the street. Now, I've got some black friends will tell me when they're in the city and there's a group of black kids walking towards them, they go on the other side of the street. So does that make them racist? Because here's the deal. If I'm in the inner city or someplace I'm not familiar with and a group of white kids are walking down the road on the same side as me, I may move to the other side of the street too. It has nothing to do with color. Your dentist is HIV positive. Okay. The young man sitting next to you on the plane is Arab. Oh my. The brother's new girlfriend is a single mother on welfare. No. Do you see the theme here? You see what this teacher is kind of trying to paint a picture of where these kids might be. Your brother's new girlfriend is a single mother on welfare. You discover your teenage brother kissing a male friend. Your black roommate gets a full tuition minority scholarship. Your mother comes out to you. What, that she doesn't know how to cook?
I don't understand.
I haven't got there yet, but yes. So this teacher thought so. But I don't even know what is the lesson here? What is the lesson supposed to be? Now, the district officials didn't name the teacher who distributed the lesson to students in a Leader in Me class, but said she had only worked there since January. Hopefully the key word is being worked. So we know they're gone now, right? I hope. Went on to say, I thought it was very inappropriate, sixth grader Tori Drews told the local news source. I thought some of them were racist. I thought some of them were sexist. I thought it was completely intolerable. Now, forgive me here. I'm on the same side as these people. I don't know any sixth grader who talks like that. Do you? There were children that were saying, this is wrong. Why are we doing this? Does this have a reason? She was going, yeah, this is kind of wrong. Maybe I should take it back. The kids were asking if they could share it with their parents. She was like, oh, no. No, 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 no. Don't show your mom. Don't take it home. I'm taking them back. So she knew. She knew exactly what was going on. Now, some students did show their parents the assignment, and the parents were not very happy. How comfy are you if you see a group of black men walking to you on the street? That's completely inappropriate, parent Jennifer Block said. In no world whatsoever is that okay to question a child on. Now, reports the local news station reports the questionnaire originated from a book by philosophy professor Robert Amico titled Exploring White Privilege. Sure, she didn't know what she was doing. This is why I just said to you a few minutes ago, why aren't you Christians, why aren't you conservatives getting off your butt, getting into these schools, and teaching these young people? What is wrong with you? You can sit there and complain till the cows come home. What are you doing about it? That's what I want to know. You don't have to write me. What are you doing about it? God, you can complain all you like some of those people that complain about who's in office, and you say, who'd you vote for? What are you, crazy? I don't vote. What good is voting? At which time I get up and walk away. Because there's nothing you're going to say to me at that point in time that I'm going to listen to. Because you won't even get off your butt and go vote. Especially in local elections. You don't know how many of you don't vote in local elections. It's pathetic. And the problem is that the local guy ends up at the federal level. Not all of them, but a good amount of them. Now, regardless, district officials are seemingly siding with parents and issued a prepared statement that said in no way did the assignment come from the school or with school standards. It was not appropriate material. After being made aware of the assignment, school administration began an investigation and taken immediate disciplinary action. The statement continues, the teacher was within her probationary period and has been released. Now, I guarantee you, listen to me carefully, there will be a lawsuit. She will sue them for some type of infringement. Teachers also have a limited freedom of speech in schools, in classrooms. They are allowed to feel to express their personal opinion, but only to a degree. So anyhow, let me see what else here. This one I saw today. I sent this over to Xander. Because I was rolling around with this one. They're so desperate on the left. I mean, so desperate. That they're making stuff up as they go. And the funny thing about it, it's not believable. I mean, they get so outrageous. And you sit there and go, there's absolutely nothing believable about that. So, the director of the Avengers... is one of Hollywood's most vocal critics of the Trump administration. He did all he could do to stop the real estate mogul from becoming president. He directed the infamous Save the Day voter PSA, and that was from 2016. We'll deal with this on the side of the break. This is actually kind of funny. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to the real... I cleaned it up. I could have played it, but I can't play it. So, you listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So remember, you know, I told you how crazy they're getting. And then they're not getting crazy. They've been crazy for a long time. And in Hollywood, can't think of this fellow's name now. Anyway, the director of The Avengers... is one of Hollywood's most, vocal critics of the Trump administration. And he did everything he could to stop him from becoming president. And he directed that infamous Save the Day voters PSA from 2016. You need to go out and find it. Go to YouTube and just type Save the Day, and you'll see it. And let's see how much conviction you have. Again, I go right back to... all of you that say this is wrong and that's wrong and we need to fight it, we need to push back, well, will you stop buying their product no matter who the movie star is? Will you stop seeing their movies no matter who the movie star is? Will you stop going to their restaurant no matter who the movie star is? You see what I'm saying? Because the left will do it in a heartbeat. They don't care. Anyhow, the Wahlberg, you know the, you know them, right? I think they're conservatives. Yeah, when you hear them talk. And they're from Dorchester, which is where my cousins grew up. And I was there, too. So if you want to know where we get that hard... we kind of have the same same attitude, I'll put it that way. Huh? It's the new... Well, I don't know if it's just New... I don't know if it's New England. Those people from New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, they're a little squishier than we are. Although, anyway. What's the... Yeah, but she's originally from Boston. So, anyway, they did everything they could to stop him, and he won anyhow. So these guys are so full of themselves. They were so sure they could make a difference. And I'm not saying they shouldn't try. If you really believe in something, you should do it. But you do it for the right reasons. I mean, these guys calling him, even at the time, a racist, a hater, a this and that. I find this all very amazing from a group of people that jump all over white Christians. They have lumped all white Christians in one big bucket. But they come off as being so self-righteous. We have, I prefer to call them, we have black Americans on the show. And they say the same thing. Conservative black Americans. And that team hates them. That crew hates them. Not because they're black. See, I don't even go down that road. They do. The Democrats do. But I don't go down the road. They don't hate... The Corey Duncan, who's on usually on Tuesday or Wednesday nights with us, our mad black man from Baltimore. They don't hate him because he's black. They hate him because he's conservative. Being black is just like throwing gasoline on the fire for them. Now, if it was the other way around, they wouldn't even go that far. They would say Messina hates him because he's black. Not because of his liberal stance, because he's black. So they're not even honest with themselves. This is why they lost. And I think the Hollywood people helped. I really do. They're so full of themselves. They're so caught up with themselves, you know, self-righteous, that they're out there doing, this guy spent $1 million, Whedon. I don't know this fellow's name. I guess, let's see, who was in this? They joke you and say Whedon went through his celebrity Rolodex and got everybody to show up. It was Robert Downey Jr., Don Cheadle, whatever, Julianne Moore, Mark Ruffalo. Yeah, him too. A whole list of people. Anyway, and this is how full they figured they would do a commercial, a $1 million, 3-minute commercial, and they would pay for it to inundate YouTube and that whole interweb thing. And at the end of it all, I hope that we didn't hear a big flushing sound. Because that's about what it was worth. You know? And now he's out there. Here's the deal. When you lose bad, it's always good to spend twice as much money, use the same exact game plan, and do it again. And now he's trying to hit the masses again to talk about Trump. A few weeks ago, he admitted the fight against Team Trump had left him broken. Since then, he's resumed his political messaging. Today, he was, he was tweeting, though, the most aggressive statement he's made to this point. He linked to a story about gay people reportedly being killed simply for their sexual preference. Now, authorities in southern Russia, Republic of Chechnya, have reportedly kidnapped dozens of gay men in the past month and killed at least three as part of the roundup. He's suggesting this is President Trump's fault. Do you see how much these guys have lost their minds? I mean, if you're a Democrat, I want you to think about this. You've never taken responsibility. Your team takes responsibility for nothing. When Obama came in, everything that was wrong was Bush's fault. And even when he made mistakes, it was Bush's fault. But when something seemed to go right, it was always because of him. It wasn't even our military that got Osama bin Laden. It was him. Even though the orders were given, the team was put together under Bush. But that's okay. Those are little things. We got bin Laden. That's all that matters. But you take responsibility for nothing. Nothing you do is wrong. You never lie. The other side is always wrong. Not you guys. You're always right. You were so right that you lost the election. You were so right that you lost 36 governorships. You were so right that you lost 39 full houses of legislature across the country. You were so right that you lost 90 partial houses of legislatures across the country. That's how right you were. You have lost touch with the people. I believe it's going to be a long time before we see Democrats in total control again. I'm actually even having a little hope for California. And I only say that because they have stepped in it big this time. They are raising taxes like crazy. They're getting behind the boondoggle of the bullet train. They're taking people's guns away from them. And they're taxing the crap out of them at the gas station. And I'm telling you what, the people are coming up on the wit's end. I think that in the next cycle, you could see, if they put the right guy up, you could see a Republican governor. And I think some Republicans could take seats at the Senate level, the Assembly level in California. That's my personal opinion. But I love this, though, because, again, the LGBTQ people that were rounded up in Russia and killed, or supposedly killed, is all because of President Trump. So they, again, let's throw everything at him. Let's see what sticks. Let's see how crazy we can get. You know, think about something. These guys, in 2010, they lost the House. In 2012, they lost the Senate. In 2016, they lost the White House. And in 2017, they have lost their minds and their ability to reason. Just gone, out the door, never to be seen again, apparently. You know, and the city they're talking about in Russia. Now, notice as most good liberal stories, they didn't give you any detail. And to show you how out of touch he is, that town they're talking about, Chechnya. It's mostly Muslim, but we can't say anything bad about the Muslims, so don't say anything. Now, perhaps it has something to do with the way Muslims handle gays and lesbians. Maybe it has something to do with it. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. So we've got a Russian area that's mostly Muslim. Gays and lesbians are disappearing, and it's Trump's fault. Probably has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that it's a majority Muslim city. This is how disingenuous and whacked these people are. Right? I still can't find these massive tweets, emails, or posts to Facebook from these self-righteous loons on the left condemning Muslims throwing gay people off of buildings. How sad, how bad, how terrible. Where are they? I don't see them in the masses. I don't see them up in the Facebook pages or wherever. They're nowhere to be found because they're a bunch of cowards. They can attack us. We don't behead. We don't kill. We won't throw you off a building. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, pay attention. Head up to the website. Always a pleasure to have you up there. You can donate to the show. You can buy stuff. Go to the store. We have shirts. You want to take a stand? Please take a stand. If you don't do anything else, take a stand take an issue, take a stand, don't back down from it. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and get plenty of rest. I want you to relax. I want you to breathe. Take in some oxygen, because I want you back here tomorrow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day.